Hello guys, welcome to the FPM Manual podcast show. I'm your host, the FPM Manual, and it's been a fortnight. Another 2 weeks gone. I think the last time we saw Champions League was sometime around November 29, 2030. That was match day 5, and there were a lot of big games that happened. There was a little bit of a controversial draw between PSG and Newcastle. My results, Manchester City won Leipzig after being 2 goals down the first half. Openda got a brace, but in the second half, Foden was the main man who came and helped City, you know, get that 3-2 win. Inter Milan were losing 3-0 to Benfica, but after that, for some reason, I don't know why, they drew in the second half after a 3-0 lead. And so many other results, honestly. Jude Bellingham as well getting a masterclass against Napoli. I remember it as clear as day. It was a very interesting game week. How did I perform? I'll tell you later. So you have to stay tuned for that. I'm going to be talking about what happened a little bit in match day 5. What to expect in match day 6, because we are approaching the last. This is the last Champions League game for the year entirely. So we'll be talking about what to expect in terms of injuries, rotations. There are a lot of injuries, guys. There are a lot of injuries. But I'll try and just mention a few here and give you guys a rundown later on my Twitter account. So stay tuned for more. We will be right back. So this is me and my beautiful screen here, and where do I start from? Okay, let's do a recap of match day 5 first. Let's do a recap of match day 5. So this is what my team actually got in match day 5. I was fortunate. I played my limitless chip. Match day 5 was quite interesting because ahead of time, we already knew there would be rotations. Inter Milan, the manager Inzaghi made about 9 changes to his team, including changing the goalkeeper. I remember reporting about that. And some other changes then. So I liked the features and I went ahead to play my limitless. And long story short, I got 105 points from that team. And Kylian Mbappe was my captain. He didn't score more than 6 points, but that was enough to cover for the entire team, because Saka scored 12 points, Foden scored 17 points, Bruno Fernandes scored 11 points. And some other good players, Jude Bellingham as well. I could have swapped it to him, but I'm very conservative. Most of you know, someone was even blaming me that I'm too risk adverse. Trust me, I'll do anything to just secure my points. So Cancelo also scored, and yeah, I got 105 points in total. How did my rank fare? So in terms of my ranking, I am in the top 500 for some reason. We started the game as a 10,000 ranking, but now we are up there in 471 position. So congrats to me. Maybe I can win some prize, who knows. I actually started looking towards the prize list, and I think the official list is basically, if you win grand prize, you get a ticket to watch a game in the Champions League final for next season. At the same time, you win a PlayStation 5, then I think the list goes on there. You can see it on the screen. I think I'll prefer the third place tone of getting FM 24. Even though I've played Football Manager severally, I prefer to get that in my team. In my personally, I think I prefer that than traveling abroad or something. Yeah, so probably something, I don't know. I'm not counting my eggs before they hatch. Anyways, in case you don't know me and this is your first time listening, sorry, I apologize for not introducing myself. Hello guys, my name is Wally. I am the FPM owner, and over time, I've gotten to know that this Champions League fantasy thing is sort of my niche, and I do my best to bring in people here all the way from around the world to listen to me here in Abuja, Nigeria, to, you know, get to know what you should do ahead of match day 6 or any other match that comes, the Champions League, quarterfinals. I'm always here for you guys. So as a time of recording, it's actually a Sunday here. It's not a Monday. If you see, I don't know if you guys can see my time. It's 10:48 p.m. That's 22:48 hours here in Nigeria. And I'm doing this ahead of Monday because I have a lot to do on Monday. In personal work, I'm compiling the injury list and predicted lineups, and also editing this audio slash podcast for later. So we're going to be posting this on YouTube and we're going to be posting it on Spotify. So now that my introductions are out of the window, let's talk about a few results that happened in the weekend. So now currently there's a game going on, and it's concerning the La Liga. And right now I'm seeing Barcelona losing to Girona 3-1. This is insane. Girona were looking like top title favorites. They haven't lost more than a game or so, but I think concerning Champions League, Barcelona, our best team there that's qualified, is losing 3-1, and it's quite shocking. But credit to Girona. Some other big results here. You can see Tottenham crushed Newcastle 4-1 earlier in some hours ago, within the hours of today. They won. Tottenham were victors there after destroying Newcastle 4-1. Man City got back to winning ways after getting about 4 games in a row without a win. And this 5th game, they won Luton Town. Some other big results there I have not covered, which I should cover more, is Manchester United losing to Bournemouth 3-0 away from home. And just to add insult to injury, Bayern, the league leaders, got their first loss of the season to Frankfurt, losing 5-1 away from home. And these teams are going to face each other on on the following match day six coming. So let's look at our matches for next game week. After just covering a few of the results, let's look at our matches for next game week. So on Tuesday, we have Arsenal, PSG versus Arsenal, the early kickoff games. So most of these teams in the same group, we're playing at the same time, just to, there don't be any advantage. It's a normal thing for tournament games on the last game. So we have PSG versus Arsenal, RC Lens versus Sevilla. Then later that night, we'll have Copenhagen, Galatasaray, Inter Milan versus Real Sociedad, Salzburg, Benfica, Manchester United versus Bayern Munich, I mentioned that earlier, Napoli versus Braga, Union Berlin versus Real Madrid on Tuesday. Then on Wednesday, we have Leipzig versus Young Boys, Red Star versus Man City, the same time as usual. And many games are featured: Atletico Madrid versus Lazio, Celtic versus Feyenoord, Dortmund versus PSG, Newcastle versus Milan, Porto versus Shakhtar Donetsk, and Antwerp versus Barcelona. Now, before we dive into deep into this fixture and talk about rotations and injury, I would like us to understand something, right? When you're approaching the last game week of the season, you have to understand that you can't just pick any random person or random player. You have to consider the teams they have qualified. So quickly run to my Twitter account and just check on qualified teams, that are set for match day 6. We have about 12 teams that have qualified. I'm not sure I bookmarked it here. We have about 12 teams that have qualified, right? Yeah. I didn't bookmark it here. Okay, we have about 12 teams that qualified. PSG. Okay, PSG have not qualified. Sorry. I'm just quickly search it. Galatasaray. Okay, give me a minute. It's coming up. We don't have lights. Oh, Christ. I'm feeling hot. Okay, we have a few teams that have qualified here. So I'll just quickly touch on them. Yes, so this is on official Champions League website or Twitter account. So they have just 4 spots left. So just to complete the round of 16, we have 4 spots left. But however, look at the 12 teams that have qualified on my screen here. We have Arsenal have qualified. Atletico Madrid won from Feyenoord away from home last game, 3-1, and they are also through to the next round. Barcelona are qualified, Bayern are qualified, Dortmund, Inter, Lazio, Leipzig, Man City, PSV, Real Madrid, and Real Sociedad. So the many teams that are not qualified there are a few others: Napoli, Manchester United, Galatasaray, Copenhagen, Braga, I don't think Union Berlin can still make it, and some other teams. The Group F table, we need 2 spots from Group F here. So one of PSG, okay, sorry, Dortmund have taken one. So PSG will be looking forward. PSG or Milan or Newcastle will want to qualify. So a lot of teams that are fighting for a spot. At the same time, even though we have some teams that may not qualify, we have some teams that are also fighting to get into the Europe spots. I think Young Boys is among those teams. And probably Newcastle too will also want to get a win or draw against Milan to also not just qualify per se, but also stay in Europe. And same thing applies to Porto, Shakhtar Donetsk. There is not, these are two teams that have not gotten their final spot, both on 9 points right now. Anybody that wins this game is going to actually qualify to the next round in the last group, their group H. So there are a lot of teams that have not qualified. So my focus is basically on, I'm going to talk around these teams. This is where my selection will be around today. However, let's look at what Champions League recommended for our top captains of the week, our top captain options for match day 6. So for match day 6, according to Champions League website, the UCL Fantasy Scouts backed the following options. We have Bruno Fernandes versus Bayern. He's tipped to be one of the top captains. I mean, Bayern have qualified, so Manchester United are looking forward to getting into the round of 16, and Bruno Fernandes can be that man. He's suspended for the next Premier League game, so definitely going to play 90 minutes. And some penalties, so I see why he's recommended. Victor Osimhen is also one of those options. Coming back from injury, it's so disappointing Napoli have not qualified by now. But however, the star man Victor Osimhen is tipped to be a star captain pick against Braga. But mind you guys, note that Napoli are without a win in their last two games in Serie A. They lost to Juventus and they lost to Inter Milan. And probably this will be a game where they will stir up confidence and win. They need to win. If not, if Braga wins the game, they will get the next into the qualification spots and Napoli could drop. So another captain tip here was Kylian Mbappe against Dortmund. You know why PSG need to actually, you know, be those contenders that they are always are Champions League contenders, and Kylian Mbappe is on the list. Galeno is tipped to be one of the top captains. However, I don't really recommend him. I prefer Evan Nielsen over him, but according to the Champions League Fantasy Scout or the article I read, he is tipped to be the one of the top four captains ahead of the game. So that's just quickly touching on top captains. Top differentials. Looking at my top differentials for match day 6, I'll be touching around teams that are yet to qualify, right? So one of my top differentials here will be Mario Icardi priced at 9 million. I think he's having a great season in the Turkish league. The Turkish Giants are currently, I think, 15 games played in their league, 13 wins, 1 draw, 1 loss. And Galatasaray superstar Mario Icardi has been on form for them. He scored a penalty in the last win they had this weekend. I can't remember the game team they played. However, he just has 18 points in the Champions League and 2% ownership. Currently priced at 9 million, Mario Icardi is one of those players I want to have going forward into match day 6. Another player that I probably will want to have, I'm not sure it's a differential, but I'll just call him nonetheless. Napoli's midfielder, since I'm in a situation where I need either one of Napoli's striker Osimhen or Napoli's midfielder Varaskelia. Or which Varaskelia. So let's look for Varaskelia. What is his price? I think his price at 9.5 million. Yeah. Which of Varaskelia is priced at 9.5 million. Yeah. So currently with 8% ownership. Wow, I never thought to be that low. So which of Varaskelia is one of the top differentials I'm looking forward to having. Napoli need a win. They need to get that victory to secure their spots in the round of 16, and this is the opportunity to actually see some kind of resurgence in form after not winning in the last two league games. So whichever scale, I think the third option I would recommend is probably one of the keepers or defenders, but I'll mention that much later into this. But why are you here? Most of you here are here for the injury updates, you are here for the rotation news. I have them packed. I'll be tweeting about this some hours after now, but let me just mention them since you guys are here. And this is where I go to my Twitter account. So I've been bookmarking a lot of injury updates from November 30th when the Champions League game was done. So I'm just going to be talking about some of them here right now. So first of all, Ter Stegen had a back injury and he's now confirmed out. He's going to be out for at least 3 months. Yes, everything indicates that Stegen will undergo surgery and he'll be out for 3 months. So this was used to be outdated as of December 4, but he has actually done the surgery. It was successful and he traveled to France, Paris, also to do the surgery, and he's going to be out for 3 months. So that means in Akipina, the backup keeper who has been, you know, keeping for replacing him, replacing Barcelona's goalie, Stegen would want to start again in match day 6. Talking about Barcelona, Barcelona actually still losing to Girona, and the score is 4-2. However, Ilkay Gundogan just scored now. It's 4-2, and this is 90 plus 6 minutes. So it's fair to say Barcelona have lost this game. Barcelona have lost this game. Anyways, going back to the injury updates, I will post more of these later, but you can see most of them here, like Kalulu of, is it Tour? T-H-I-A-W. Kalulu and Tai also are unavailable. This guy, as at November 29, was working on crutches, is out for the game. For those of you that can see my video later, you'll be able to see what I'm talking about as it's in my screen here. And Fabian Ruiz will also miss the game, as was stated by some fresh sources that he's injured, so he's going to miss the game. That's for PSG. Hakimi was not fit to take part of the training the last weekend for PSG, but however, he still featured in their 2-1 win against, who did they play? It was yesterday, right? 2-1 win against, is it Nice? I think it's Nice. OGC Nice. I'm quickly check. PSG French League. Okay, Nantes. Yes. They got a 2-1 win against Nantes. So Hakimi played here as a right back. So he's actually available. So no fears on that story. So I have a lot of injury updates. Like, for example, De Ligt being ruled out. Matheus De Ligt ruled out to the end of the year. Inigo Martinez ruled out for 4 weeks. Haaland, who missed the last Premier League game, is ruled out for, I don't know, Pep said he's not sure. They will assess week by week. So it's still uncertain for now. He'll probably be available for the next FPL weekend, but it's out for the midweek game. Mazzari, did not train recently, but I think he's prepared to start. I'll get there later. Gnabry came in 3 minutes after he got injured in the 5-1 loss defeat they had, and he's tipped to be out for 3 months. Serge Gnabry is tipped to be out for 3 months, so I don't know how Bayern will work on that. So some other players that are out, we have Ryan Sin of Jensen, so I can't pronounce his name, the Dortmund right back, Ryerson. So he's going to be injured as well for the rest of 2023. And I'll just pause here and talk about, Julian Jensen. I'm sorry, forgive me, guys. So he's out. Then we have a pretty lineup already out for Manchester United versus Bayern. Diogo Dalo, Onana, Shaw, Varane, Maguire in defense. Maino, McTominay could be in the midfield. Anthony, Bruno Fernandes, Rashford could start on the left ahead of Garnacho, while Holland will start up front. That's why for Bayern Munich, we have a pretty lineup of a front four of Musiala, Koeman, Kane and Sané in front, Goretzka and Kimmich in the middle, Alphonso Davies, Kim Min-jae, Upamecano, Lehmann on right back instead of Mazzarri, and Neuer in goal. So this is a pretty lineup according to Kika. I'll do more of this in the early hours of tomorrow. Who knows? We'll get more updates. Probably Mazzarri starts, probably he doesn't. We'll get more updates on that. So this basically the rotation and injury updates thread. I'll post later. I'm just mentioning it here in 5 to 10 minutes, and you know, moving on to other things. So I plan to keep this short. I'm actually serious. I plan on keeping this short. I don't have a timer here, but I know I started around 10:30 something. I'm not sure. So down to team review, most likely. I've talked about differentials, I've talked about a few captain picks from the UCL Fantasy Scouts. No much of a predicted lineup. Projected points, I don't have that right now. Probably they'll have posted it. I will retweet if I see. And yeah, down to my team. What's my team going to look like for the last match day of the year? You guys have been here with me from January, or rather February, when the first Champions League game returned, where Manchester City eventually won that Champions League competition of last season. And we are here to see the end of the year, and another Champions League season group stage come to an end. So why not, let's share our teams together, and I'll be here just telling you guys what I'm going to do. So looking at my team, I posted this on Twitter recently concerning my team, and I'll just quickly just, I don't know, scroll down and just mention what are the issues with my team at the moment. So, as I mentioned, I think I skipped out on a little bit of some other players, but okay, as I mentioned there, recapping on match day 5, I'm still overjoyed with the top 5 ranking where I'm ranked as 471. However, there is a lot of concern around my team for match day 6, and one of these concerns is Haaland, who is injured now and probably won't travel to play against Leicester. Brias Mendes got an injury that will take him out for 4 to 6 weeks. Dumfries is out for 20 days, according to the manager. I think I also missed that when I was talking about updates. So Dumfries is out and he will not be available till probably late December or early January. Calvin Stengs did not play for Feyenoord, their last 3-1 win against Zivlendor. I'm not sure how to pronounce the name. And he's a doubt right now. We need to see some updates from the Feyenoord manager and slots to know what happened. Jude and Cancelo might not start. They may not start because they are qualified. Yeah, Barcelona have qualified. Real Madrid are qualified. What's the point starting them? So they may not start. So that's my issue. Musalia is back, but will he start for Thomas Tuchel? Probably. Pretend lineups are giving me some kind of confidence he does. So this is what my team looks like. As I'm Harry Kane, Erling Haaland, Alvarez, Jamal Musalia, Calvin Stengs, Jude Bellingham, Brias Mendes, Dumfries, Ashraf Hakimi, João Cancelo, and Yann Sommer. On the bench, I have Blaswich, Akanji, Javi Simmons, and David Ram. Now, my moves, what moves am I considering? Initially, I thought I'll probably get Osimhen, Trippier, and maybe Grealish or Gordon. Grealish, because of his minutes, it'll be better thanks to Doku not being available, Haaland also being injured. Who knows, Grealish is going to be that star man on the left. He's the only person that can play there right now. So, however, I seem to have changed my mind on these moves, and this is what my moves probably would be going into Match Day 6. The plan is probably to take a hit. I actually asked a few questions on the Barcelona fan page and asked if since Cancelo played this night as a left back, will he still feature in the Antwerp game coming on Wednesday or so? And many of the fans said no. So even without seeing a pretty lineup, I can tell already that Cancelo will get rested. And there was a news update last time where it was tipped where Cancelo has played the most minutes in the back half yet. And even after Barcelona quite, or I don't know, they have already lost the game tonight. And it's quite obvious that Cancelo will not be available. Anyways, we'll get to know when the Premier lineups come out. So just follow me for more. Yeah, Barcelona lost 2-4. So Cancelo might not start. So my moves are, if Cancelo is not going to start, Erling Haaland out, Icardi in, top differential as I mentioned. To follow up on the differentials, Brias Mendes, who is out, injured, will also go out of my team. And Varaskelia will come in to my team. While Yao Cancelo, even though he scored 14 points last week, a goal and two and three bonus points or so to help Barcelona qualify. But Barcelona have nothing to fight for. They have to focus on their league and get, I don't know, into the title race after the disappointing loss tonight. And Yao Cancelo has to leave to make way for Kieran Trippier, who needs it more, you know, to qualify, to push Newcastle to the, you know, best of the round of 16, get more Champions League competition and so on and so forth on set pieces. I don't really think I need to confuse you guys about Trippier. I mean, everything speaks for itself concerning him. I'll just quickly just touch on Trippier just to probably clear a few doubts. First of all, he's still amongst the top scoring defenders in the game, right? Yes, he has scored about 27 points. And you can see that consistency. 8 points the first game, 6, 4, 3, 6. So even if he doesn't score or keep a clean sheet like last game week, he will surely get the Man of the Match award. He got a 3-point bonus or 3-point award, 3-point Player of the Match award for just being himself, you know, being Kieran Trippier. Although recently, if you saw the 4-1 loss where they lost to Newcastle, I can't really say that is the same Trippier. I mean, form is temporary, right? Class is permanent. So we can see more, a bit of class maybe next time in this midweek game when they face, Milan at home. Newcastle are better at home anyways. So yeah, Kieran Trippier is one of those players I'm considering to bring. And I think that brings us to the end of this podcast. I said I'll make it short and I kind of made it longer, but that's what I'm going to talk about this week. So follow me for more on Twitter and Instagram for in case you have any questions to ask. I promise I'm going to actually start compiling my injuries. You can see, if you are watching this on my screen right now, you can see I have a lot of updates. Even that of Zaire Emery that is back from injury, I will need to update this and compile it into a sort of thread. I do this every game week, you guys know now, every match day. So I'll do this quickly tonight before I go to bed. So in the morning, I can just continue with the pre-deadlines that are available. So as I mentioned before, if you have any questions concerning your team, you're not sure of what to do, please don't be scared. I won't bite. Message me. DM me especially. Please DM me. Most times my notifications are too much. I get about 80 to 100 notifications during this peak. So DM me your questions and I won't ignore. I have some DMs now. I'll still attend this night to this night. So DM me and I'll answer your questions. And what else? Have a beautiful game week. Wish me luck. I'm in the top 500. Hopefully I stayed here. I go up to the top 100 after match day 6. Fingers crossed we don't get a red arrow with this minus 4 taking. I'm skeptical about it, but it's needed to be done. You know, there are a lot of rotation risk. And what else? I've said goodbye. So have a blessed game week ahead. And bye-bye.